My name is Amanda Holmes, and I think we all need more poetry in our lives. Adrienne Rich was one of the most brilliant minds of the 20th century, a poet, a feminist, and political thinker. This poem, Planetarium, was inspired by her reflections on another trailblazer, 18th century astronomer Caroline Herschel. Herschel was the first woman to be awarded the gold medal of the Royal Astronomical Society. In 1935, she and Mary Somerville were elected its first female honorary members. Over the course of a long career, she lived well into her 90s, Herschel discovered 8 comets. I'm sharing the poem today at the suggestion of one of our listeners. Planetarium, thinking of Caroline Herschel, 1750 to 1848, astronomer, sister of William, and others. A woman in the shape of a monster in the shape of a woman, the skies are full of them. A woman in the snow among the clocks and instruments, or measuring the ground with poles. In her 98 years to discover 8 comets. She whom the moon ruled like us, levitating into the night sky, riding the polished lenses. Galaxies of women, there doing penance for impetuousness, ribs chilled in those spaces of the mind. And I, virile, precise, and absolutely certain, from the mad webs of Uranus Borg, encountering the nova, every impulse of light exploding from the core as life flies out of us. Tycho whispering at last, let me not seem to have lived in vain. What we see, and seeing is changing. The light that shrivels a mountain and leaves a man alive. Heartbeat of the pulsar, heart sweating through my body. The radio impulse pouring in from Taurus. I am bombarded, yet I stand. I have been standing all my life in the direct path of a battery of signals, the most accurately transmitted, most untranslatable language in the universe. I am a galactic cloud so deep, so involuted that a light wave could take 15 years to travel through me, and has taken. I am an instrument in the shape of a woman, trying to translate pulsations into images for the relief of the body and the reconstruction of the mind. Thank you for listening. If you have any comments or suggestions for poems you'd like me to read, we'd love to hear from you. You can send us an email at podcast@theamericanscholar.org or comment on our website, theamericanscholar.org.